tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son.
Now, let's analyze what's been working for us. Not a goddamn thing's been working for us. This goddamn suit doesn't work for me. And this stinking tie, this goddamn shirt, it doesn't work for me.
It's just emotionally you're a mess. And frankly, brother, anybody who wastes the potential you got pisses me off.
Yeah, well, pisses me off, too.
So what are you going to do about it?
You're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing, and you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
It wants to walk up with the people and say, hey, Gator don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit.
Isn't that what makes a man?
I'm sure of that in the very testicles.
All right, that's enough for this insubordination. Team breaks down, we break down.
Stop.
No idea, but this is Marcus Mann with another episode of Bloop Singles. We've got a special guest today.
Yep.
Mr. Cooley Man himself.
Yes.
Zach Kraft is not able to be with us this week because he had prior engagement. Something about family on Easter, and I'm like, priorities, bro.
Easter was Sunday. What day is this?
Tuesday. You got to have priorities in life, and guess what? Bloop Singles is a priority you should have.
I made it mine. Well, it feels good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And Cooley Man is a longtime friend of mine, and I would have to say a purveyor of sports authority.
Yes, I don't work there, but I am a purveyor.
He probably watches just about as much sports as I do. A's, Kings, Niners. But we're gonna let that pass today. So, but first off, if you hear my kid jumping in the background on his little jumper, that's because he's jumping in his little jumper. And I did not have a babysitter or anybody to watch him, so he's going to be over there. Not sure how much noise he's going to make during this whole episode thing, but guess what? I got a kid. He's 7 months old, almost 8 months old, and he is a little brick house that's already on the move. So, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Lafayette, the site boss, for putting this episode up on SacramentoFans.com. If you're going there, you already know you're listening to us, and you've probably seen his blogs out there, his To Be Determined blogs. Interesting stuff by the site boss himself. He's a pretty interesting guy. If you're ever in the chat box in the morning, that would be my kid. If you're ever in the chat box in the morning on cdnetworks.com, a bunch of us go in there and we listen to Carmichael Dave on 11:40 from 5:30 to 9 with those other guys, man. What a bunch of douchebags.
Yeah, we don't even need to talk about those guys.
Keith Brooks, that stuttering imbecile. He asked Scott Pollard today, he's like, so the Kings are doing real well, but what do you think about your guys' 2002 run? I was like, what?
How long ago was that?
Yeah. So, but the other guys, I don't know. Whatever. They're all right. They're filling space and time for people. So, let's see. I got this little nugget.
Garbage, sweetheart. What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a shoulder right here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop. So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
And that's what we're trying to do here. Pop, pop, pop. So, did you watch the A's game last night? You Darvish?
Yes, I did.
Man, you Darvish is a...
He's good. What can you say? He's good.
He's good. God damn it. We were on top, and then he kept battling.
I like his name. It's
You Darvish.
Yeah, it's not a normal name. Yeah. It's a name.
You know he's... It is, yes, it is. And it's his name.
Yeah.
You know that he's got a war rating already of like 1.5?
Explain the war rating.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. So war is wins above replacement. They're actually putting this on the back of baseball cards now. They're putting people's war stats on the back of people's baseball cards. So, if you have a zero war rating, that means anybody, they could get you or me out there, and we would do just as good as they did. And you could pick up anybody off the scrap, maybe not you or me, because maybe you've got some sort of baseball talent.
My knuckleball's pretty good.
I've got my Jets, and that's about it. But you could pick up pretty much any, you know, buddy out of the minor leagues, any average baseball player, and they would do just as good. They're a zero. That's a zero war rating. If you're just a zero, you're a war rating. Now, if you are an 8 war rating, you're an MVP candidate. At a war 8, you are an MVP candidate. At a 5, you are an all-star quality player. 2 to 5, you're a starter. And from 0 to 2, you're a reserve. A 0 is a replacement level developed. It's just a replacement coming out of the minor leagues.
So this is just another way to rate a player.
Yes, it's a way to rate a player. So... And this is for the year. Like, if you get an 8 war rating, you're an MVP caliber player for the year.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So what entails in order to get a 1, a 2, all the way to an 8? Is there a number? What's the highest number you can get?
Well,
10?
I think the high. I know. Like, Babe Ruth's and Barry. Because I was going back through some stats. Ty Cobb, Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds. These guys sometimes had like 12.
Wow.
Yeah, like a 12 rating, war rating. I mean, but we're talking about...
You're putting everything together, your slugging percentage, on-base percentage.
Yeah, I was really trying to, you know, I was... actually looking at the formulas that they were using to make these, and man, it is definitely complicated.
Is this something that was designed by Billy Bean's projects?
I don't think it's Billy Bean, but I know Billy Bean probably was probably the first to actually use war ratings in picking players.
Right.
But, I mean, there's only so many 8 war ratings out there. And, I mean, it's kind of like the Albert Pujols deal. He pretty much got paid for what he did at St. Louis. He's actually right now on the all-time list. He is number 27 with 93 war rating. That's over his career. And I think he's been in the league like 14 years. Something like that. 13 years, somewhere in there. Actually, you're looking at... I actually really started to look at this because I picked up that paper. It's the Sporting News from last week, and they were showing war ratings for people. Yeah. I like numbers. I'm looking at the back of baseball cards, and I like stats, and I like on-base percentages and slugging percentage, and you know all those stats. So war for me is now something that I can look at and go, okay, this player is this good, this player is that good, you know. Let's take my favorite and also Zach's favorite, the San Francisco Giants. So, let's look at some of their war ratings so far this year. You've got Buster Posey with a .7 war rating. You have Brandon Belt, 6. You have Angel Pagan, 6. Hunter Pence, 6. Brandon Crawford, 4. Madison Bumgardner's a 2. Mike Morris is a 2. And guess who is a .1 player right now? Pablo Sandoval. The Panda is a .1 war rating. And he is out there wanting Pence-sized money, which is about $16 million a year for a .1 so far this year. Now, I know everybody's going to be like, oh, but it's only, you know, April. Well, guess what? Games in April matter just as much as games in September. You can only make up so much ground because the games today... On the scoreboard, guess what? Count today, just like they do in September. So I understand that he's only got a .1 war rating right now, but guess what? That we've been playing for what, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, and his war rating should be a lot higher.
A 6?
A lot higher.
A .6? Yeah. It should be closer to a point. Giants started out red hot, dude. Their freaking offense was red hot. And like I said, I've been trying to, because of this show and my buddy Zach and his love affair with the San Francisco Giants. Hey, what's going on, buddy? You down there doing stuff? All right. his love affair with the Giants. I've actually tried watching some more of their games. And, of course, as soon as I start watching some of their games, dude, their offense is just horrible now.
Yeah.
It is so hard to watch them. It's like watching...
Extremely hard.
It's like everybody is Josh Reddick. It's like right now...
Just frustrating.
Oh, man. Watching Josh
Reddick. Frustrating to watch.
He's come up, he's batting like... 212 now?
Yeah, hey, how about that?
Hey, way to go there, Mr. Reddick. He shaved.
Yeah.
Did you see how he was combing his hair all off to the side? Like, parted off to the side. I was laughing my ass off at that.
What's the matter? You okay? Play with...
There we go. Get him going on something. Josh Reddick he needs to do something. He's coming up. I think he's got one more year of arbitration, and then He's going to be out on the open market. So
the problem I have with Josh Reddick is when I watch him play, he seems like he always has the attitude when he's at bat that he's really trying. He gets angry at himself. I think he's mentally blows his mind apart at the plate. Outfield, you can hardly get any better. He's solid.
He's a fucking stud.
But at the plate, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a mental thing, kind of like what Zito had a problem with once he started getting roped on, and it just kind of continued on for his career for a while.
Yeah.
I think it's a mental thing. There might be a hole in his swing, or if he's trying too hard, or what, or he's not getting the right instruction from his batting coaches. Somebody somewhere down the line is screwing up with this guy. And, you know, just as much as I do, if they trade him, they release him or somewhere, he's going to go to the somewhere else and come back and beat the crap out of the A's. Home runs all the time.
Just jacking shit.
So I think he's too good to send down to the minors. But he's also...
I don't think they've got any more... I don't think he can get sent back down to the minors. I think he's
3 years in, right? Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, but you can only be sent up and down like 6 times, I think.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's 6 times you can be sent up and down to the minors.
But if he had an injury or rehab assignment, then...
Rehab. They can send him down for rehab assignments and stuff like that. That's like Derek Barton. I'm not sure Derek Barton has anything... And that guy is dog shit, man.
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah. The A's have been trying to farm him for like 5 years, I want to say. 5-6 years.
He's worse than Scott Hatterberg.
You know, you're just Scott Hatterberg. That was our hero in what, 2000?
Yeah, for a season. One season he made it for us. He did good, but other than that, it's just it's like a
22 games in a row. What year was that? 2002?
Yeah.
2002?
I think so.
I think it was 2002. But 22 games winless streak? Are you talking about the same Scott Atterberg? Moneyball?
Yeah, that guy. Cuz once he was exposed, he wasn't nothing after that. I don't know. I just got a thing with Reddick right now. It's just he upsets me when I watch him play, when he's at the plate, because I know he could do better, and he has to do better. I mean, he's underachieving at the plate.
Yeah, he's really tough to watch right now. I mean, like I said, he's come back. He went 3-for-4 a couple of nights ago.
Good to see that.
I think he went 2-for-4 last night. I was actually at the Angels A's games last week, Monday and Tuesday. I was there, and I want to give a shout out to all Angels fans. You are the nicest people, nicest fans out there.
What is going on here?
Because I was wearing my A's uniform, my A's jersey, and literally people were like, "Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry."
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm going into the lion's den. I'm going into the heart of the beast, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm sorry. Check this out, too. You want it? So I go up to grab a couple of beers because I'm at the game. I want some beers and some peanuts.
Yeah.
Boom. Not only were the beers $12.50.
Ouch.
For a tall boy.
20 ounces?
24, tall boy.
Okay, yeah.
But they just gave you a tall boy. There was no cup.
In a can?
In a can.
I like that.
You're just sucking down a tall boy.
Yeah, do they open them or do you...
They open them.
Okay, so you can't get one unopened and put it in your pocket and then...
Yeah, no, they'll give you two. Boom, here you go, two, just like regular. But they're no cup, it's just...
Hey, that's good. Save the environment.
Tall boy style. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So, but.
That's expensive, though.
Yeah. $12.50 a pop. It was like $25. It was $25 for two beers.
Ah, whoa.
So, but, yeah, they were nice because I was sitting right behind left field, and they've got the Angels warm up, and then the A's
Oh, yeah. They're double stacked.
Double stacked, yeah.
Bullpens, yeah.
Bullpens. And then I was in the seats right there, probably about, I want to say, 8 rows back.
Any heckling?
No.
Okay.
Not on their part. On my part, a little bit. I'm going to, I can do some heckling. Clean. Clean heckles.
Yeah.
None of my younger days heckles.
Oh, gosh.
None of those.
We probably have to talk about that on a late night show.
So, but yes, they are very, I think I started music. Turn that off. Okay. They are very nice there. So just give us a little praise to the Angels. Angels suck, but hey. But back to war. So we went through kind of the Giants war. Let's go to the Athletics this year and see what we have here.
I got a score alert right now.
Shit.
Giants in Colorado playing the Rockies.
Really?
It's top of the fourth. 0-0. Back to you.
God, it is so hard. So hard to watch them. So hard. I had the A's war ratings, and now I cannot. Hey, buddy. Here we go. Okay, I got it. I got it up now. Hey. Okay, hold on 1 second. Here, everybody, listen to some music real quick for just a second. I already had this kind of.
Life is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high.
Well, that was gonna be my outro music, but had to pop that one in for a second because my son now is wanting to sit with me, which is awesome. I love my son, and he wants to play with wires, so I can't wear headphones now because
he will rip them out.
He will rip them right off of my head.
With the smile on his face, he will rip them things right out.
Oh yeah, he's going after stuff.
Yeah, he sees wires. He sees a computer.
Yeah, he's excited about it. So let's see. Let's go to the A's stuff real quick. War ratings. We've got Josh Donaldson already this year with a 1.2.
Hmm.
His salary, $500,000.
That's a bargain.
That's a bargain. Lowry's already a 0.8, 0.6 for Coco. That's going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Moss, 0.5. Sogard, 3. Cespedes is a 2.2. That needs to come up. But Josh Reddick is at a negative 0.1. So that means if they just pulled any outfielder from the minor leagues, he would actually do better than Josh Reddick.
Now, this astonishes me. This makes me want to research this even more. I can't believe this. I mean, how is that possible? What is this based off of?
This is based off of, have you ever heard of RAA?
No.
WAA?
No.
You want my microphone so bad. Okay, so there are all of these other Let me see. I had it.
Now I understand. I understand.
It is
statistics. I get it.
It is statistic heavy.
Yeah.
It is so statistic heavy. Fielding percentage goes into it. Let's see.
So it's offense and defensive stats all put together?
Yes. WAA is wins above average. This is the wins added to a player above an average player. We compute the WAA is subtracting 50.5 from the multiple of numbers of games played.
Okay, tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm onto something. It's like a sliding scale. It's like you got a bunch of...
It's the average. It's going to be...
They take the average, and then if you're above it or if you're below it, that's what this number is.
Yes. It's your average. And average player is a zero.
Right.
And Josh Reddick right now...
Is below
average.
Yes.
He is a below average player. He is a .1. The Oakland Athletics total have a 4.2 war rating for the team, and the San Francisco Giants have a 2.5 war rating. But I found it interesting that they're putting these on the back of baseball cards now.
Yeah.
Is there going to be...
I didn't know if there was any more room on a back of a baseball card that you could put anything on there, but yeah, I got
you. But is there going to be some, 150 war rating for a career, like a 500 home runs or 3,000 base hits or 400 averaging 300 lifetime batting average?
So is that added every year? So if
every year it's added.
So one season, if you got 10 and then the next season you got 8, so then you only played 2 seasons, you 18. Got
18. Yep. Your 18 war rating. So career all time. Like I was saying, Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds. Babe Ruth has a 163 all-time career.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds, 162.4. What? Willie Mays, 156.2. Ty Cobbs, 151. Hammer and Hank Aaron, 142. Hornace Wagner, 131. I mean, these are Ted Williams, 123.1. Alex Rodriguez, 116. Lou Gehrig, 112. Our man Ricky Henderson of your Oakland Athletics is ranked number 14 with a 110.
Wow.
Okay, so I mean this is
got it.
Like I was saying, Albert Pujols is number 27 with 93.8 all time.
All time.
All time. Wade Boggs is 29 with a 91.
Yeah, buddy. Are you okay?
So, I mean, you can see, these are all-time ratings. So, like I said, do you think there's going to ever be, he's about to break 100 war, lifetime war rating of 100.
This is something they're going to be talking about now when somebody's up at the bat.
Up to bat. Because that's what, putting it on the back of a baseball card, you have now said that stat is so important that it needs to be on the back of a baseball card.
Right.
And like I said, Reggie Jackson has a 73. So where's this new special war? What is this new special war rating going to be?
Yeah. Does this
70?
Yeah. Where
50, 75?
I mean, obviously.
Because these are Hall of Famers. Pete Rose, not in the Hall of Fame, should be in the Hall of Fame, is ranked 39 with 79 is his war rating.
Yeah. Derek Jeter.
I don't know what Derek Jeter
72.
Is. Derek Jeter is 72? Yes, and he is. He is.
He ranks 57th of all time.
57th all time, yes. I mean, these are Hall of Fame all-time great players. Want to crawl around on the floor, buddy? Huh? See if you can find something down there to mess with? Crawl on me? These are all-time great, great players. Hall of Fame. All of these guys should be in the Hall of Fame, pretty much. Ron Santo. 70. I don't know why that amuses me.
Is so. McGuire or Canseco in there at all on that list?
I can't pull it up by... I don't think I can...
But what gets me is... But say I mean, you got a 20-year career. You get a 20-year like career.
Babe Ruth had 22 years. 22 163. Years. Barry Bonds, 22, 162. Willie Mays, 22, 156. Ty Cobb, 24, 151. I mean...
Who is number one of all time?
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, okay.
Babe Ruth, yeah. But, I mean, these are... You can't... I don't know where this is going, and that's a question that I was wanting to bring up and ask you where you thought it was going with it being on the with war ratings being on the back of baseball cards. Where do you think it's going to go? Do you think it's going to go the route of a 500 home run, 3,000 hits, you know, batting over 300, or you know,
it's the new thing. It's
the new stat.
It's the new stat. It's like when runners with in scoring position, what's it?
The whip. Okay.
When that first hit the scenes, that was a big deal. ESPN talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a sign of the times. It's another, like you're saying, another statistic. Another
that you can rate that
you can
baseball.
Rate singly rate one player.
Above
in a team sport,
and say how much this player adds to our team.
Yeah, how valuable is this one player?
Yes,
got it. Now, is this gonna? This is something that could increase their contracts.
Yes. Oh yeah. You shitting me? Let me see. I had last year's stuff up. I had last year's.
So if you
ratings,
if you average, say, you average 5 for 10 years,
yes,
that's 50.
That's 50.
20 years, you're in 100.
But how many baseball players are playing
20 years?
20 years. Well, how long is the average baseball? Like in football, everybody's heard the stat in football.
What,
hey,
3-6.
Guess what? 3 years is the average football
yeah.
career. 3 years. So, I mean, I'm figuring baseball is a little bit more generous. Maybe, oh, that's the microphone. Yes, it is, brother. I'm figuring 6-7.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. So, I mean, Derek Jeter's and players of that ilk are not coming around every day. You don't see them. It's like Scott Hatterberg.
Right.
Had one good season.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going. I like it. I like being able to say, hey, this guy had a war rating this year of 7.2. And you know what that agent's doing. He's going at contract time. What, you don't think Josh Donaldson's going to get paid? Are you shitting me? His freaking... I had it up yesterday, and I know Josh Donaldson was like 4th last year. Oh, don't... Please, kid. Please. I had it up yesterday, and I know Josh Donaldson was 4th. Mike Trout was number 1, and he had like an 8. So Josh Donaldson was like... at a 7.2, 7.3, something like that. I want to say. I can't say for sure, but I saw it yesterday. I know he was 4th. Where, what, how can an agent not go in and say, Trout's got a 5-year, $125 million contract, and he's only 3 war points better than Josh Donaldson?
Yeah.
I want to get paid. Josh Donaldson will get paid one of these days. He will get paid. It won't be by the Athletics.
Oh, no, 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 of course not.
It won't be.
No, it'd probably be where do we usually A's usually send their guys to? Yankees.
So that was, I mean, it was just interesting to know, interesting to look at, and something to talk about on Bloop Singles tonight with my man, Cooley Man, sitting across the table from me. you are also, see, this is the one thing that I can't do with Zach is he only likes baseball. So I can't really, we do Bloop Singles, so. You are also a co-season ticket owner with me. Yes. See, start talking Kings.
Talk Kings.
And the kid gets excited. He went to 3 games this year.
Yes.
7 months old and has already been to 3 Kings games. Bust that. I put that record up against anybody. Anybody. All time. What's that WAR rating at? Like a 19. 7 months old, 19 WAR rating for Kings games.
You're going to be paying him a lot.
Oh, I've got no...
I'll be his agent.
I've got no doubt that I will be paying this kid a lot.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with the Kings? How much do you think Isaiah Thomas is worth? Do you think we're going to keep Rudy Gay? How much, if we do keep Rudy Gay, how much do you think we should keep him at? What do you think DeMarcus Cousins is? Is he a cancer or is he a plus to the team? We still have, what's his name, coming off of injury, the point guard. We got him in the trade for Thornton, Jason Terry. We still got Jason Terry. Do you think Jason Terry is going to be back next year? Is he going to be trade bait? Where do you think Kings are going to go? Boom.
Well, first off.
NASCAR. Who's going to win this year? I know your man Dale Jr. ain't going to do it because I know you watch NASCAR just like me. I'm a NASCAR guy. I don't give a shit. I could ask Chris just about any sport, and he's going to have 2 cents. Alden Smith, do you bring him back? How much do you think his next contract is going to be?
Hey.
I'm shooting him at you. Bullets. Bang, bang, bang.
Well, let's start from the top. It all started in back in the 80s, the catch. No. All funny stuff aside. The Kings. DeMarcus Cousins, he stays. He does well. He gets better, stronger, bigger, faster, stronger, tougher. All-star next year, probably.
You think he's going to be the best center in the league?
He is. I think there's no reason why he can't be other than himself.
Yeah.
He's, he didn't make the last game of the season because he had a technical. 16. And, that was real important. That he could have finished off the season. But anyhow, Jason Terry, I don't think he's going to be on the team next year.
What if we don't sign Isaiah Thomas back?
The Kings was the only team in the league to have 3 starting players to average more than 20 points a game.
How many more wins did that get us than last year?
I didn't even look at the wins last year and this year. I wasn't really paying attention to that.
28 wins
other than
apiece.
The games that I went to.
28 games apiece.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how many points you score. If you don't play defense, you're not going to win in the NBA. That's darn sure. This is not 2001 run and gun where you can put up 125 points, average 113 a game. We're not that same team. But Jason Thompson, something's got to go with that guy.
I don't like him
coming off the bench anymore. I don't like him starting.
I'd like to see him go get a fresh start somewhere.
Yeah, I think he could do it. Vancouver would be a great place if they still had a team. But maybe Toronto. But the Kings, I still think they're rebuilding, of course. I think it's all going to set up just perfectly for our new arena. That season's going to be just historic for us Sacramento Kings fans, our Sacramento alumni. It's going to be great. The thing is, what the Kings need, they need to man up. They need to account for what they do. What I mean by that is they need to if they miss the shot, they don't need to shake their head. They need to run their asses back down the court and stop the ball. Transition defense is the worst in the league, I bet. I don't even know what the stat is on that. It's probably not a good war rating. The Kings need they need to become a team. They need to play together. They need to pass the ball.
And that's where I was going with DeMarcus Cousins. With DeMarcus Cousins' attitude, do you think that they can the chemistry will ever be there that they could become a team?
See, I don't know if I'd want DeMarcus Cousins to be the so-called leader of my team.
No. And that's what they're trying to push him into is, I'm a leader. I want to lead this team. Guess what? Leaders aren't made. You're either born with leadership or you're not. Guess what? I have known a lot of people that want to be leaders that just aren't.
Yeah, I remember an interview earlier this year with the Kings, probably mid-season, when DeMarcus was having his little problems. You know, Isaiah Thomas said, this is my team, in a radio conversation. This is my team. This is what I need to do for my team. And I think DeMarcus Cousins had a problem with that. I think he thinks it's his team, and it's you. If you think you're a leader and you have nobody following you, you're not a leader. So there is players out there. Now, I'm wondering if there could be a war rating for NBA players.
I bet you there is. I bet you there is statistics out there, war for... I mean, there's the one, it's the plus-minus they've got. So when DeMarcus is out there, he's a a minus two, or if he's out there, he's a plus four, or that sort
of
stuff.
Yeah, it's like the stat of when he's playing, he's starting, he's playing, the Kings are plus this. And that. Yeah. I got you,
Yeah, they've got that out there. So that's sort of like war. I mean, it's kind of in the same... ilk. That's my word of the day, people. Ilk.
Well, you watch these teams that are here. I haven't watched any NBA playoffs, of course.
I watched, let's see. I watched Golden State win the first game. I watched Indiana get just hosed. God, they look like dog shit. They're playing right now. What's the score on the Indiana game? Because if they go back to Atlanta down 2-0, that series is done.
We got the final on the Hawks-Pacers game in Indiana. 85-101, Pacers win.
Pacers win, okay. They've got life. Pacers got life, okay. Because the way they played the other night, they had no life. They were nothing. They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
They had, it was pretty much, is that playing? Damn! Oh, damn. Pause. Ugh. See, this is what happens when you try to produce a show and you have a baby in your hand.
Are we still live, though? I mean, we're still...
Oh, yeah, recording? we're still cranking. Yeah, this is radio gold right here.
Score alert, though.
What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a show to run here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop. So tomorrow from 5...
I'm the worst producer ever, man. I would do a lot better. I could do a lot better. I will do a lot better for everybody out there downloading this.
I'll make sure of it. Score alert. Nets Raptors. Boy, the Nets really turned around their season, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They started
Jason
off
Kidd.
Like,
how
they
about
started
that?
Off, they started off like dog shit.
Have you seen that beard?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, Nets are losing by 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter in Toronto. Why does Canada have NBA basketball? I have no idea. I like Canada.
And have you seen their stupid logo when they play? How the Raptors is turned sideways?
It's dumb.
So it looks like it's standing out at you?
It's kiddish.
That is...
It's terrible,
That's NBA 3.0. I bet you anything, Kings are going to do something shit like that in the new arena.
Kings are going to be playing as holograms. Watch. And the Bulls are, see, it's the end of the first there in Chicago. 31-20, Bulls down.
Who cares 20 about the
points.
Bulls? Who cares about the Bulls? I hate the Bulls.
I went and saw a Kings game in Chicago. And that was back when Rick Adelman was coaching the game. And the Kings were just getting mopped up, left and right, up and down, whatever way you want to call it. And I had terrible seats. It was way up on top. It was with a friend of mine. And I started getting so mad, I started yelling, screaming down at the court. I'm talking, I'm 300 yards away from the court. You suck, Adelman! Good times. Well, you know, finally he heard me. He got up off the bench, started coaching. Kings won in overtime. Just a little great story. That was great. United Center.
Oh, man. Boy, you kind of popped out on that last one.
Yeah.
When you start talking a little bit, just pull the mic away. Oh. So if you're going to laugh or get loud, you need to be back here. If you're going to talk normally, it just...
Got it.
On the sound. But don't worry about it. It's just me. Just me fucking around.
I'm a virgin.
Yes, you are. So, you know what? I'm thinking that's pretty good. We could do another show another time.
It's happening again!
I need better producing skills. Yeah, we should do this again sometime.
Definitely. I had a great time. It's good to head on down 80 to Vacaville, California. And had a wonderful time. Appreciate it. Good time.
All right. So this is Blue Singles. I am Marcus Mann.
I am Chris Cooley.
And Zach Kraft is not here. But we're going to get this up on SacramentoFans.com. And we'll be seeing you real soon. All right. Have a great week. Yeah.